Good day, dear friend. Good day and welcome to this, our Thursday version of this thing of ours, the May 9th edition. I welcome you, a hearty hello and a high oh silver to everyone, all of our friends, reminding you that it is 180 days until the election. 180 days. I don't have to tell you what that means. If you don't know what that means, I don't know what to tell you. But I will tell you that right now, today, the skank tanks, the trial of Donald Trump, this circus cluster, dumpster fire, all of the usual phraseologies that are appended and intended, all of them that are being applied have, for all practical purposes, no bearing whatsoever on the reality, because judges and juries are the only ones who really are important here. But that being said, I have always told you, I'm not going to let you get happy about something just because I want there to be good things happening. But right now, the lawfare component, the lawfare vector, this contamination against Donald Trump is collapsing at free fall levels. Do you hear what I have to say? Free fall levels. Free fall levels. It's like nothing we have ever seen before. Free fall. It is collapsing. I never thought it would be this bad and this obvious and this colossal. I never thought it at all possible. Never. Never. I mean, I knew things were bad. I knew things were, you know, crummy, and I thought, but no. There may be a God who loves Donald Trump, who basically told him, if you stick with this, as I told you, you have, if you stick with this and you stay with this and you don't move away, you don't move away from what's going on, you will be benefited in the long run. You will be the recipient of good news. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to explain to you very carefully what to look for today and how, I hate to say this, but how the usual band of idiots, the folks who are commenting on this, I don't think really grasp the reality of what's happening. Because it's not a matter of whether they think something is wrong. The question is whether the audience, the judge, I mean, thinks that I can be a critic, a music critic, and say, this is the greatest album ever. This is the greatest compilation ever. This is the greatest thing ever. This is the most. And if nobody buys the record, I'm not going to say, well, I'm right and they're wrong. And nobody's going to turn to me and say, well, listen, we're going to continue with this because this critic liked it, but nobody else did. Nobody bought it. Yeah. But he likes it and he's right. And he's a music. He knows his stuff. Remember when Kurt Loder mattered? Is it, you know, Jan Wenner, when it mattered? They don't matter anymore. Nobody cares. And with all due respect, the clowns on Fox News and others don't matter as well. But we're going to go through this and we're going to explain to you what's happening today and why it really is good news for President Trump. So do us a great favor, my friends. First and foremost, please, I ask you, I beseech you, implore, importune you to make sure you are still subscribed to this, because it's very, very critical. That's number one. Number two, make sure you like these videos. Look, you know the routine. I'm not going to explain this to you. You know how algorithms work. Like is what puts us into the fast lane of dissemination of the holy word of truth. And also make sure you hit that little bell to be notified of live streams and new videos. But before we begin, probably one of the most important topics there is, the notion of food insecurity, which is a nice way of saying starvation. And if you think that our food supply can never be interrupted, if you think that our stores will always stay open, no matter what, you are in for the shock of your life. It's no longer a question of if something catastrophic is coming, it's when. And while you still have control, still have time, what are you going to do about it now to prepare? Your first step is going to my website at preparewithlionel.com. Preparewithlionel.com. Your next step is stocking up on multiple four-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. And for a limited time, take $50 off a four-week emergency food supply. My Patriot Supply is equipped to help you prepare. They've helped over 2 million families already. These four-week kits with Ready Hour Foods provide over 2,000 calories every day, 16 varieties, 25-year shelf life, breakfast, lunches, dinners, snacks, drinks, and they're sealed inside 2 31-pound rugged waterproof buckets, and they last up to 25 years in storage. Take advantage right now, my friend, and go to preparewithlionel.com. That's preparewithlionel.com. Okay, my friends, what are we doing today? First, in no particular order, let's give you a recap of why there is good news for President Trump. And this is very, very important, very, very critical. Let me see if I can explain this to you. Number one, and it works something like this. Number one, yesterday, we'll just go with the 800-pound gorilla, so to speak, in the room, Stormy Daniels. What was this about? Well, first, I'm going to go to the most important issue there is. Did what happened yesterday, did her testimony, did her seeming irrelevant testimony mean that there could be a mistrial or that the case could be overturned on appeal? Do you think so? Well, let me ask this. What do you think? Let's talk about the appeal. I'm going to give you an analogy first and see if this helps you with the story. Let's assume that there is a murder case. 10 people come into court and testify that the defendant was seen killing this old woman. And they all testified, yep, that's him. We were there. All different, all unrelated people. All from various, no reasons to lie. Just 10 people, all of them together. They say, yep, that's him. The evidence is overwhelming. Follow me on this one. Follow me on this one. Okay, you ready? Okay. And it's one after another. Videotapes, forensics, ballistics, DNA, eyewitness. I'm going to throw in a confession. He even confesses to it. But right at the end of the prosecution's case in chief, they put on a bunch of evidence that shows that this guy was caught having sex with a mallard in the showroom of a Macy's at the Short Hills Mall in New Jersey. And that he shocked people because there he was in front of people having his way with a duck. It has nothing to do with the case. And people are horrified. More horrified about that than the murder. They're listening like, oh my God, with a duck? Yes. Oh, that's horrible. Now, his lawyers get up and object. 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 You can't do this. And they appeal. Now, the appellate court asks the question. This guy's got evidence. I mean, he's on trial for murder. And there's more evidence than you can possibly imagine pointing to his guilt, pointing to his obvious guilt, pointing to. Okay. But at the end, there's this business about this duck. What do we do with that? How do we handle that? How do I deal with the notion of the duck? The appellate court has said in the past, this is error, but it's harmless error. Because reversible error is the only thing anybody cares about. But here's the language. But based on the overwhelming evidence of guilt, any error is negligible. Meaning, we're not going to reverse a case because all of a sudden they went into prejudice about a duck. Do you mean to tell me that there's a chance that this evidence, the 10 eyewitnesses, ballistics, DNA, confessions, admissions, videotape evidence, that all of this, do you think there's a possibility that all of this could maybe be outweighed in terms of prejudicial by the fact that you heard some extraneous, irrelevant evidence about or allegations about zoophilia with a Mallard? No. No. Would you expect them to overturn, to repeal, not repeal, appeal, to reverse, I should say, a conviction based upon that? No. Because based upon the overwhelming evidence of guilt, so what? So that's what you're going to have to ask. Is an appellate court going to say, the New York Court of Appeals, look, we think this is a shitty case. We think it's lousy. We know this. But it's cut and dry. It's a stupid law. It's a dumb law. I don't know how it passed. I don't even know what it means. But technically speaking, it passed all of the introductory motions to dismiss and his other stuff. It did all that other stuff. And based upon that, we have to ask this question. More than anything else, we have to ask the question, does it really matter? Does it really matter? Did Stormy Daniels really make any difference? You understand this? Saint Rita has interceded on behalf of Trump. Interesting. Let's see who Saint Rita is. Saint Rita. Saint Rita is the Italian widow and Augustinian nun. She is a patron saint for heartbroken women, specifically for sterility, abuse victims, loneliness, marriage difficulties, parenthood, widows, and bodily ills. Imagine this. This is from the 15th century. Rita of Cascia. Look, if she works, that's terrific. I like Saint Hilarious, actually, Pope Hilarious. So let me go through this again. Let me explain this again. And thank you, Paul. Or Raul, rather. Let me explain this to you. Jonathan Turley, Andy McCarthy, Harris Faulkner, this one, that one, all these people, CNN, Fox, I don't care who you are. I'm going to tell you again the following. And listen to me and listen carefully. You're going to have to ask yourself, do you think, is an appellate court going to say that this was so egregious, that we have to throw the whole case out? No. Now, a mistrial, different story. A mistrial is a different story. A mistrial is, this is when you stop the case as it is occurring. And you say, look, I don't know where this is going, but out of an abundance of caution, this man has been deprived. The errors have been so egregious. We're going to do this again. Right now, we're going to stop it. Thank you very much. Let's do it again. Tee it up again. And it goes back to Judge Mershon, and they do it again. And nobody wants this because it's going to be, oh my God, it's going to be drawn out. And the thing is, they want to get this done before 180 days. They want to get this done. Listen to what I'm saying. They want to get this done before all of this ends. Do you hear what I'm saying? They want this to be done before everything is over. They want this to be done. They want him to be convicted and packed off to Rikers before the election. This is a political witch hunt. It is a deliberate political hatchet job. It has nothing to do with right or wrong or criminality or anything along those lines. Okay? You hear what I'm saying? There's nothing to do with this. Nothing. It has nothing to do. It's not about. It's not about guilt. It's not nothing. Nothing. This is a political case. So, consequently, they've got to hurry up. They're not going to issue a mistrial. They're not going to do it because that screws things up. Trump has to be embarrassed, sidelined, convicted before November. It has to be done. It has to be done now. This is a hatchet job. This is a, and there is no appellate court that says, hey, you're only bringing this case because of political reasons. There's no such thing as that. The law only determines, is there probable cause? Is there enough preliminary evidence to bring this about? We don't care about the motivation. We don't care about the motivation. We don't care about the motivation as long as there is evidence of guilt, as long as there is evidence of it. Period. End of discussion. That is it. By the way, Murrah is a new member. Welcome, Murrah. Thank you and welcome to the family. Sit down, have some crumb cake, go to the front of the line. Thank you for that. So that's number one. So let me just say this again to you. And I was listening this morning to all of these folks and they're laughing. And it's funny. It's cheesy. It's awful. It's tawdry. It's very embarrassing for President Trump. Nobody wants to hear this stuff. This woman is absolutely the most disgusting and vile of human beings you can imagine. She really is. She is absolutely disgusting. She is everybody that I hold in ill refute, as Archie Bunker would say, okay? So let's see what happens. Now, it resumes today. Now, the irony of this, the funny part of this, is the silliness of all this. Is that Judge Mershon gave a cautionary instruction after it was done. Do you hear what I'm saying? After all was said and done, then we heard. Now listen, I think she's getting a little too specific. Really? Really? Yeah, I think this has gone far too. Really? I didn't know that. Why didn't you stop it? Well, I didn't want to stop it. I just, you know, why? Because I'm here to destroy Trump. This is not about anything else. This is to destroy Trump. Make sure you understand this. Do not be confused in the least by this. Do not think for a moment that I've got this one wrong. It's absurd. This is Beria. This is Beria who says, remember that this is Stalin's guy who said, specifically something to the effect of his famous line was, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. That's all. Now, what's interesting to note is as we speak, this Susan Necklace, who's very good. Very good. Reminds me of Bob Weir from Fleetwood Mac, Sentimental Lady. Is it Bob Weir? Yeah, I think so. In any event, absolutely terrific. Wonderful in this. Now, there was a fellow on CNN that they keep showing. I don't know who he is. I don't even know who he is. But they keep saying, wow, even he said, even CNN says. What? Yeah, even CNN, even CNN. What does that mean, even CNN? This is what they're saying. This is why the news is so bad. What are you talking about? What does this mean? If we were in a courtroom and I'm walking around and we're having coffee and I'm talking to somebody and I'm a fellow lawyer, I'm saying, you know, even CNN, Bob Welch, excuse me, Bob Weir, I believe is with the dead. Thank you for that. In any event, this is why I hate these people. Imagine being a doctor and your patient has cancer and the doctor says, well, that's ridiculous because she never smoked, but she has cancer. Well, look, and this woman was she never had cancer in her family. She had checkups every year. She was in the picture of health. What does that have to do with anything? Well, I'm telling you right now, she has cancer. What are you talking about? Well, that's what CNN is. I don't know what they're talking about. Why do people think that they can comment on a legal matter and imply and infuse and incorporate things that make absolutely no sense, things that are just irrelevant. What difference does it make that, well, you know, that's very hard because, you know, she was church going. She was a woman of faith. What does that have to do with anything? Well, I don't know, but I'm telling you right now, she was a wonderful. And what they do is they put these people on, and their goal is just to make you watch it. I'm going to give you an example of something. I'm not going to make fun of Ainsley, because I don't even know what she's there. It's on my feed. People keep sending me stuff like, oh no. Ainsley Earhart is a child. God bless her. She comes across, I guess maybe she comes across as a nice person. Maybe it's a nice blonde ball. I don't know. It's their show. It's very effective. I think aesthetics work and balance, and, you know, you've got a man and you got this one Jadrool on who should not be even be on television. He can't pronounce words. Still can't pronounce. And nobody even thinks to say, listen, we got to help this guy out. He's making a fool. This is sad. But they don't care. Because apparently the numbers are working. Now, I'm going to give you an example of this. I don't want to jump into Israel, but I'm going to give you guys an example of how this thing works. They handed, I think, or it seems like, they handed this Ainsley. I'm sure she's a fine person. They handed her a list that says, let me explain something to you. Israel is always right. Put this down. Write this down. Israel is always right, Ainsley. Put this down. No matter what they do, they never act excessively. They never act unfairly. They never act inhumanely. They never do this. It never happens. Write this down, Ainsley. Number two, Israel is different and blessed by God or something, and they don't have to follow International Court of Justice, International Criminal Court, genocide treaties. They, Ainsley, write this down, by virtue of what Jews, Eastern Europeans in particular, have been through during the Holocaust, Israel, as a beneficiary of this, is incapable of ever committing genocide. You have this down? Write this down. Write this down. That's number two. Number three, Hamas is a terrorist organization. And everything is Hamas. If they kill innocent children, half of the 35,000 children, doesn't matter, Hamas. What about Hamas? Just say Hamas. Just say it. What about Hamas? You don't have to say anything. This is Fox News. You don't have to say anything. Just say Hamas. Next, say that the people of Gaza voted in Hamas, and this is what you get. This is what you get. Sorry, that's the way it goes. Kids, old women, young people, doesn't matter. This is what you get. This is what you get. We warned you. They're a terrorist organization. Next, Israel has a right to defend itself, and that means by any means necessary, anything. It can level, it can make the entire Gaza Strip, Gaza, a complete and total, it's a 5 mile by 25 mile, basically the size of a marathon. That's it. And whatever they do, whatever Israel does, is correct. You got it? You say that and you'll be fine. Nobody will get you fired. You will not be fired for this. You will be enshrined at Fox News. You will be lauded and elevated to almost beatification and canonization. You will be the princess, the queen, the... You just can't go wrong with this. Do you hear what I'm saying? You can't. Can't. You hear what I'm saying? And that's it. So you just go and sit there, write these notes down and say this. I don't care about anything. whatever you hear, whatever. And they're going to tell you, they're going to show you pictures, and they're going to show you bodies and children pulled out of rubble. It doesn't matter. It's Hamas. Israel has a right to defend itself. Hamas is a terrorist organization. October the 7th. Oh, October the 7th. October the 7th. October the 7th. October the 7th. Just bring up what they did to people. Rape, burning, beheadings, all this stuff. Rape. And nobody will ever question that. Nobody. Max Blumenthal, basically, he and Aaron Monte and others have pretty much decided their allegation is that it's all complete and total bullshit. The entire rape narrative, beheading, rape, this is ungodly. And here's the thing. If I told Ainsley that, she would probably say, what? She has no idea what. In the international community, again, because they hate Israel, because they're in the pocket of Hamas, I don't know, they have pretty much discounted all of that. It's considered almost nobody. They've retreated from that. Doesn't matter. Fox News, Ainsley, they're not budging, because you will not be fired on Fox News if you say something. If you go out and you on Fox News, if you say every Palestinian deserves to be removed and liquidated. If you did like, dare I say, if you were to implement final solution language against the Palestinians, you can say whatever you want. Nobody will stop you. Say, well, yeah, you got a point. What? Well, look, October 7th. We did the same thing with 9/11. Better to fight them there than here. And the smoking gun could be a mushroom cloud. You know, you just say these things. So that's where we are right now. That's my world. That's why I can't watch cable news. And they wonder, well, why is this falling apart? It's because it's just stuck. It's this anachronism. It's like this gangrenous leg, this necrotic, dead limb that has to be amputated once and for all. Okay. So that's where that group brings you Stormy Daniels' testimony. They're in the bag for Trump. Not because they're, and you can be in the bag for Trump, but please, please look at this. Please look at this. As a lawyer would, please look at the Middle East, irrespective of your affiliation and join the hipness with Israel or the lobby or whatever you want to call it. Could you please look at this and just evaluate it objectively? Please. Just as a scientist would, as an observer would. If I gave you these scenarios and I said, guess which country is doing this? Same situation. One studio audience, we see the answer is like at the America's Test Kitchen. They take the bag off of the Hunt's tomato sauce, and it's France. I knew it. Those rat bastards ever since Algeria. That's the way they are. And it's Egypt. I knew it was Egypt. And it's Israel. Well, wait a minute. Different story. Hang on. October the 7th. That's the way it works. And if you haven't figured that out, I don't know what to tell you. If you're trying to figure out what's happening, remember the joke is that Biden wants a two-state solution. That's all he cares about is a two-state solution, Michigan and Minnesota. That's it. Now, let me say this again to you. If you don't know this, I can't help you. These people are, Victor Davis Hanson, oh, dear God. Oh, dear God Almighty. I've never heard anything like this. And Mark Levin, okay, whatever. Now, just going back to Stormy Daniels, I'm trying to give this. Unlike, I think Trump is great. I'm going to vote for him. I want him to be president. But I'm not going to tell you something that I like merely because I like Trump. I'm going to tell you the truth. And Stormy Daniels, as bad as her testimony was, the issue you got to ask is an appellate court going to say, assuming it's years after the election, after all is said and done, are they going to say, well, this was pretty bad, but it wasn't so bad because the documents case was already cinched. He wasn't on trial for rape. He wasn't on trial for sexual battery or infidelity or anything. He was on trial for a crazy law which survived motions to dismiss, specifically involving this notion of, and this is important, this notion of fraudulent, whatever it is. It's stupid, but that's the case. Now step back, my friends. Have a wonderful time as you think about this. Because in the midst of all this horror, in the midst of all this, there's a chance for you to go to that bastion. He's still standing. Mike Lindell, you heard me. MyPillow.com, the best. Do you know where they are cleaning out? I don't know if I told you this. I think I did. Slippers. Slippers, slides, moccasins. They sell more than you can imagine. My pillows are great. That's what we'll put them on the map. But like, wow. You know, sometimes the steakhouses, sometimes the sides are the best part. Sometimes the best play that somebody who's plant-based, I love to go to steakhouses because I get the sides are perfect. They're wonderful. Well, sometimes, you know, it's interesting. Well, Mike Lindell, of course, did pillows and blankets, but the moccasins, the shoes. Anyway, watch this. It's time yet again, my friends, to hail and salute our great friends at MyPillow.com. And if you use promo code Lionel, you'll get a free gift. No purchase necessary. And yes, I know a free gift. It's a tautology, so sue me. But first, listen carefully. Check out their $25 extravaganzas. Premium MyPillows, Queen and King, MyPillow 2.0. MyPillow bed sheets, the lowest price ever. Sandals, slides, slippers, six-piece towel sets, four-pack dish towel sets. Simply and absolutely unbelievable. So go to MyPillow.com/Lionel, MyPillow.com promo code Lionel, or call 800-645-4965 and watch how fast Mike Lindell answers the phone. MyPillow.com, simply and absolutely the best. Now, my friends, you've heard this term, lawfare, lawfare, lawfare. What is lawfare? Let's do something right now. Let's go into our friends. Have you done ChatGPT? It's fantastic. It's better than, well, in some cases, better than Google. What is lawfare? It's like warfare, but in this particular case, it's different. Hang on a minute. Yeah, what is lawfare? Okay. Oops. And very, very simple question. And it immediately answers. ChatGPT, by the way, if ever you want to see to write a poem or a limerick, or if you don't know how to answer a letters or, you know, this is the way to go. It's the most incredible thing. It comes up with, I've sent these detailed poems to people and people think I actually wrote it. They actually think I wrote it. It's the damnedest thing. Anyway, let me see. Lawfare. What is lawfare? Just a second. There we go. Because this is the word you're going to hear, and I want you to be aware of it. I think sometimes it's used much, much too much. But in any event, let me see here. Boy, it's slow today. Especially in the morning. Sometimes you'll ask a question. I love the way they do that. I'll forget that. Forget everything I said about this because I keep writing in. I like the actual definition. Lawfare is the use of legal systems and institutions to damage or delegitimize an opponent or to deter an individual's usage of their legal rights. Now, let's look at what Trump did and why he's looking so good right now and why I think it's so wonderful and so phenomenal. Number one, let's talk about his case. First, the January 6th case in D.C., that is on hold permanently or indefinitely, excuse me, as the Supreme Court determines whether his claim of immunity even applies. That's number one. So, number two, the Jack Smith document case, on hold indefinitely by the biggest screw-up ever regarding the documents, mislabeling of documents, what you call them, who, I mean, this is, judges hate to be lied to. That's number two. Number three, Fannie Willis. Actually, let's get to her last. The third one is going to be this case involving Stormy Daniels. And I don't want to be negative with you. I don't think it's as critical to the case as possible, because I'm going to say it again. If there is overwhelming evidence of guilt as to the documents case, this extraneous collateral business about, you know, having sex without a condom, I'm sorry. You hear stuff in cases that absolutely sometimes it creeps in and people said this and said that, and juries are able to sit there and ask, okay, I understand this stuff. I know this is terrible. I know who Trump is. I know I'm supposed to look at this as a juror who has no interest whatsoever in determining anything extraneous. My outside impressions really make no sense. But. What is critical? What is important? What is absolutely mandatory is for you to know that if you have a juror, either of the seven men or five women, and one of them says, you know what, screw this. I didn't like Trump. I'm not going to vote for him, but I'll be damned if I think this is fair. This is horrible. And I'm going to say something to you, and I'm going to hope, and I'm going to say something, and please do not take this the wrong way. Please, please don't take this the wrong way. Please, I beg you. I want those five women or one of those five women to look at Stormy Daniels and hate her. I hope she has covered up. I don't know if she's covered up her sleeve tattoo or whatever this thing is. I want her to look like some over the hill, rode hard and put up wet, weathered, worn out, as we say in Hell's Kitchen's Ahua. What she is a prostitute. She has sex for money. Now, a lot of times, the reason why I've changed drastically is that most, what they call sex workers, most if not all of the workers today are themselves victims of sex trafficking and the like. And it's horrible. We're not talking about that. This is the old classic Miss Kitty, call girl. This is a woman who sold her soul, who says, it's not enough for me. You know, few people, there are more prostitutes than you could imagine. At least she basically says, hey, look, I'm an adult. I'm not trying to tell you I'm an actress. I'm any kind of a thespian. I'm just an adult person. I'm not Meryl Streep. And in a weird way, I understood it. I remember one time representing two, but one in particular. One was a woman who was a new dancer. I think she was married to a couple. This was years ago. Nicest person. I swear to God, if you saw her on the street, you'd think this is like a third grade teacher. Makes no bones about it. She said, I'm not a prostitute. I do my thing. I go home. And that's what I do. I make $2,000 a night. And that's it. And I'm not gonna lie to you. I realize I'm not beautiful. I'm not this. And I'll never forget. The candor was refreshing. Somebody who said, look, this is the way it is. This is what I do. This is what I do. And Stormy Daniels, to an extent, would say to you, look, I'm my whole job is to perpetuate whatever it is. But that being said, I want the five women, and what I'm about to say is terrible. I'm sorry, but it's true. I want them to bare their claws, and I want them to shred her apart. And I want her to sit there and I want them to look at her and hate her, to hit some nerve. I hope there's somebody somewhere. Because during the voir dire, you know, when they were selecting the jury, they were asking them questions like, what newspapers do you read? Whatever. They should have asked, has any of your husbands ever left you or been associated with a hooker or left you for somebody who's younger? Or does the word sexual predator mean anything to you? Not sexual predator as in a trial trafficker or rapist, but I mean somebody, a woman who goes after. Because if that connection is made, a woman who thinks, who basically looks at men and looks at people as a checkbook, which a lot of people do, but she does it openly. Who knows? This is what I'm hoping for. I want them to say, screw you. I'm finding I'm not guilty. Yeah, but there's 34 counts of business. Oh, I don't care. Make it 54. Not guilty. I've got a reasonable doubt. Why? Because I hate her. But that's unreasonable. You can't appeal an acquittal. As long as I don't vote by lot or do something illegal, I don't have to tell you why I voted not guilty. I don't have to say anything. I just say, is that my vote? That's my vote. That's it. I don't want to hear it. It's been done a million times. Remember the guy one time who, I forget who it was. It was a court. The fellow who killed his son's assailant. Well, what happened was he killed his son's abuser. He was coming back. Remember that? He was on the phone, pretending to be on the phone. He was drunk out of his mind. When the guy walked by, pulled a gun and just whacked him. Dropped the gun and said, okay, I'm sorry. Judge gave him probation. Probation! First degree murder. Anyway, that's what I'm hoping for. I want her to come across and to make fun of his Old Spice. My dad wore Old Spice. And to have Trump, you don't know what you feel when you look at him. And that juror's one, just takes one to say, look at this. Sure, he's tired. This guy's 77. The guy's got great stamina. He's got great clothes. He looks terrific. He sits there. He's respectful. He's not saying anything. You kind of like him. You know, he's a taller man than I thought. But you don't know what people think. You know, he seems like, reminds me of my Uncle Ray. And thank God Alina Haba's gone. Get rid of her. Oh, because her whole thing is, I'm so beautiful. You have no idea how that drives me crazy. Not in the courtroom. And that other one too, Martin, whatever her name is, get her out of there. Hope Hicks, get out. Go on TV, call Daily Mail, rock in your bikini or something in South Beach. Stay out of the courtroom. Nobody, this is, they can't stand it. Their life is to be, I'm beautiful. No, you're not. You're a dime a dozen. Wake up. This is a Photoshop artificial. Nobody knows who you are. The field is saturated with stuff. Do something. Anyway, enough. I won one juror. And you really can't say this in a closing argument. Listen, if you don't believe this, do the right thing. Wink, wink. You want the juror to say, I'll do the right thing. I hate this woman. You know, I was doing great there for a while until you brought this thing in. Because nobody looks at stinky saddles or whatever, and thinks that, oh, what an intrepid woman trying to do her best. This is the woman who says, I hate him, and the text message, what is she on, half a million, whatever. I'm not going to pay him a penny. Excuse me, your court ordered to pay. Oh, so you don't believe in the court? No, I don't believe in the court because I hate him. You hate him, huh? Yeah, I hate him. Interesting. And I hope that orange turd, I'm not going to pay him a dime. Really? Okay. But you want the money. And I was so afraid. Because remember this story? She says, this happened in 2006, the hotel. 5 years later, she's supposedly threatened by some guy in a parking lot who said, don't talk about Trump anymore. She was doing something from In Touch or whatever the hell it was called. And all of a sudden, he says, don't talk about Trump. Don't talk about Trump. Why not talk about Trump? Don't talk about Trump. Okay. I was so afraid. He never stopped. You've been dancing and you went on this show and that show. I mean, you have not on The View, but just you're lying to us. Did you call the police about being threatened? No, but you're a mother. Well, it's bullshit. She's just a liar. So she says she was 2006. She had this. Oh, remember how she said, I felt like I blacked out. Blacked out. You mean somebody slips up? No, it's just kind of an expression. You're a professional porn star. You've been with thousands of men under lights with a director. Cut. You know, this is what you're used to. You have, to you, sex is just a, it's a, sex to you is like a hot dog is to Joey Chestnut. You're a competitive eater. Most of us look at this as a normal function of life, but to these people, they make money doing what we do. This guy eats you, you finish the pun. So we're supposed to believe that you came in and you were shocked by this. You went to his room. You know exactly what's going on. Why? Because you're a whoa. That's what you do. I'm sorry. You went there specifically because this is Donald Trump. Try to get a gig with this, you know, this apprentice thing and hope for the best. Hope for the best. You knew exactly what was going on. Don't tell me. You did your stuff, missionary, now condom. Excuse me. Why didn't you demand a condom? Why didn't you do it? If it matters to you now, why didn't you? What, you don't have a mouth? Again, no puns. I'm opening my mouth, myself up to a lot of interesting puns and comebacks. What's the matter? You think we're supposed to believe that? Again, remember this one juror listening to this crap, listening to this. And what I would do in closing, I would sit there and just mock her. I wouldn't even talk about the... I would just sit there and say, this is what they bring on for a documents case, this one? What does that have to do with anything? And by the way, you heard us object. We had a standing objection, and that means we don't have to keep yelling objection all the time, because what it does is... And the reason why people object, people say, well, the reason why you're going to object is because it's hurting your case. Not really. Now let's talk about Fannie Willis. Fannie Willis. Nathan Wade is the Jadrool's Jadrool. He is an idiot. He is a fool of fools. He is, he is so stupid. He is so foolish. Why did he go? Why would he go on TV and give his story, reminding everybody? And lo and behold, right after he did this, guess what? The Georgia Supreme Court, you know what? I think we're going to hear this case again. Interlocutory. What? And it's not the fact that they had sex. I've been through this a million times. There's no, that's not the subject of conflict of interest, because she has no stake in the claim. It's because she committed perjury. She committed perjury. He committed perjury about doing something. They had phone records. He committed perjury, ostensibly, theoretically, imputatively, and allegedly regarding his own divorce case. She committed perjury when she talked about, oh, I paid him cash back. I mean, she is a liar. She has such contempt and used campaign money. And Bradley was using money from escrow accounts. I mean, these are the Keystone Cops. How they passed the bar, how they even got in, I don't know. It just goes to show you, this is just. So if this case gets bounced, remember, she's through. This was her chance. And then she gets to be radioactive. And all of this proud black woman bullshit goes out the window. They will drop her like a bad habit. She had one job to do. Just bring this case. Don't do anything stupid. This idiot, anybody could have told you. You think it's a problem, the fact that I'm stupping Nathan Wade? Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? I'll just do. But that's not the issue. It's the lying. Because remember what I told you. She could have taken the stand initially, told Judge McAfee, look, I'm having sex with him. That's not the issue. It's the lying. So, ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, the good news is, Donald Trump may walk away from everything. Do you hear that? Everything there is, period. Now, do us a favor, dear friends. Please go to Mrs. L's YouTube channel. It is a beaut, an absolute beaut. You understand this? This is the most important thing. Watch her. 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 YouTube. 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 Lynn's Warriors. Do it. Okay? You understand this? Good. Now, a couple of things here. What else? Okay, that's it. Oh, please check out. I did a show yesterday with Natalie Morris from Redacted. It is most interesting. You can check that one out. I will be reposting that here for you and yours. And that's it. One more story. One more thing. Donald Trump, I just want to say this, is not a saint. Donald Trump never wanted to be a saint. Never said he was a saint. Does not seek beatification or canonization. But Donald Trump never brought cases against other people because of his own profligate, his own concupiscent lifestyle. They did. They're the ones who did that. Period. This case is about an NDA here in New York, a non-disclosure agreement. It's not against the law, and calling it hush money misses the point completely. All right, dear friends, have a great and glorious day. These are good days for President Trump. Just hang in there, sir. Hang in there. And today we'll watch what happens when Fannie takes the stand again. I will be letting you know what happens. I will give you the reality, not of what I want to be, not of what I wish would happen, but what will happen. You got that? Great. So, Raul Rodriguez, thank you so much. Mura, our new member, thank you as well. And we will see you later on. Don't forget, remain subscribed so you know what's going on. And don't forget, the monkey's dead. The show's over. Sue you. Ta-ta.